2, 1, begin transmission.
Once again, it is 19:30 UTC, which means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm your chairman. And I woke up early enough today that I thought, you know, maybe I can beat the heat, because it's going to be another blazing hot day today. So I've come to Herrenhaven. And boy, there's two cars full of people here who I'm guessing have never been here, because they're screaming, they're smoking, and they're saying, oh, there's all kinds of trails around here. No, well, there's only one. And it looks like they got, oh, some kind of daycare with them. So, we're going to run into these people. I managed to pass them up. They're just overwhelmed by the butterfly garden. So I've come deep into the heart of Fox Poop Town, sometimes known as Herrenhaven. Oh well. So we try to make the best of it while we can. Let's see. I've come to the crossroads. What have we got out here today? Blazing sun. And it doesn't seem to be much action. So I'm going to head out to the boardwalk, I think. It's a bit windy today, which might be good because it's going to get super hot. So we're probably going to encounter some wind noise. And I'm walking around the little path that loops around to the boardwalk, standing in the sub pond. Hey, is that a snapper head over there? Or is that just a stick? What is that? I can't even tell. Sure haven't seen any snappers in a while. So let's head out to the boardwalk, see if we can find some. It would be impossible to even find any snappers. Well, this is weird. Why is all this grass knocked down right here? Have there been some dudes in here? I think there's been some dudes back in here. So let's go out to the boardwalk, see what's happening. Oh, I see a duck. There's so much duckweed that everything is just this green algae. Okay, so onto the boardwalk we go. That duck isn't freaking out. I'm kind of surprised. And that duck is the only dude out here. I'm going to leave him alone. Being as I don't see any other action happening out here, we're going to turn around and head into the back 40. See what's happening back in there. I have a feeling this is going to be a very short trip to Herrenhaven today. Why do I get that feeling? Oh, and I've brought the macro camera. What am I doing back in here? We should have tried to figure out a way to get a photo of those white jellies. Not that we don't have plenty of photos. But yeah, I think I see a duck here in the sub pond, back there heading into Frog Harbor. That's good. The thing that I thought was a snapper head is really just a stick. It hasn't moved. It hasn't done anything. Sometimes you think you see dudes, and it's not dudes. It is sticks. It's kind of brutal. Anyway, speaking of dudes, I've received a few more emails from Booper about the colony of marmots that he found up on the top of a mountain. And oh my gosh, yellow-bellied marmots hanging out on rocks well above the tree line. I'm pretty well convinced now that I need to go to Colorado to photograph these motts, because being as they're on the top of a mountain above 10,000 feet, it's not hot, and so you can drive most of the way up the mountain. This is what Booper was telling me. He said, yeah, you can drive up the mountain, but then the hike to the marmots takes about an hour and a half, somewhere between an hour and 15 minutes and an hour and a half. It's like, oh boy, I don't know if I can walk that far, especially in this summer heat. Without thinking about, you know, altitude things, I'm standing in the wall blind and there's nothing going on in the billabong, so I'm turning around. Booper said, oh, no, it's not hot up there. Because remember, mountains. I was actually cold. My hands got cold the first time I went up there. Okay. Now I've got a reason to go. So I got to figure out how to get some dollars of money, so I can buy some gasoline, so I can drive out there. Oh, it's about an 8-hour drive. It's about 525 miles. And I could go see some motties, yellow-bellied motts. Oh, I can see these webs that I'm about to walk through. Here's another one, one more. I'm in the web zone. Walking through webs. Having a good time. And I'm going to stop here and look around, because this web zone is also where we can sometimes find deer and other dudes. But I'm not seeing anything right now. So we're heading out further. Let's go out to the big blind. Let's check the turtle reproduction pond. Who are we going to see today? Let's start taking bets. What's going to be standing out here? Is it going to be wood ducks? Is it going to be baby ducks? Is it going to be one of our resident blue herons? Here's some fresh fox poop. Oh, where's my foxy? All right, looking out into the turtle reproduction pond. I see one duck. Two ducks on a log, for a total of three ducks. And that would appear to be that. All right. Let's head over to the big blind. Maybe we can find some dudes out there. More fox poop. Got a very poopy fox hanging out here. Taunting me with his poop placement, because he knows I will find it, but I won't be able to find him. All right, so into the big blind we go. And what do we have? Oh yeah, we've got the new log is full of ducks. More ducks on it than I've ever seen. Let's see. There's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, oh, 22. Because, oh no, then that guy jumped back on. Some ducks swam up and chased some of the ducks off. Said, hey, get off my log. And what do we got? Yep. And on the shorter, closer log, Oh, there's four more on there that I didn't see. We have the family of tons of babies. So all the baby ducklings are sitting on the log, all in a row. And nothing is going on over in the delta today. So, well, this is interesting. Am I seeing something across the pond there? What is that over there? Is that... No, it's nothing. Oh, look at all these ducks. So many ducks. But where's my fox? Where's my blue herons? Where's my herons? No herons to be found. Alright, well... Oh, my back is a little weird today. It's a lot better than it has been. But I think I might have re-aggravated it a little bit last night. That's just one of the reasons I'm out here today, walking around, getting some stretch on my back. Now, I'm just going to leave the blind here for a second. And walk over here to where the path leads up the hill. And I just want to stand here a second and look around. Is that fox hanging out somewhere right around here? Watching me? Why do I get the feeling that fox is inside the loop here? Because this is a place where they do like to hang out. And I do see them do weird stuff from time to time. Yeah, and I keep hearing things going on in there. It's just birds, though. Little birdies are doing bird stuff. Messing me up. Because I keep thinking, oh, there's dudes back there. No. Just birds. Okay. So what? I'm looking down into the turtle reproduction pond. Is that a snapper head right there? Is that just a stick? Oh, I think it's just a stick. Where's my snappers? You know what? I'm beginning to think that we need to be here earlier. You know what I should do is I should start setting an alarm. What was that? I should start setting an alarm clock. Wait, I heard... Oh, it's just a birdie. You can start coming here super early. And then take a big nap in the afternoon. Problem is, even though this place technically opens up at dawn, there is a gate. You never know when the volunteers will actually manage to open the place up, so we could always potentially get here too early. Oh, a frog just freaked out. Why did that frog freak out? What's this all about? That's just weird. I don't know. Okay, so I think it's time to get moving. It's a bit warm. And I find it to be unpleasant. Walking back across the footbridge. Oh, I think I might have spooked my ducks. Okay, it's okay, duckies. There's another duck hiding back there in those branches that have fallen over into the water. Here's that fresh fox poop again. Where's that damn fox? If he's around here, where would he be? In one of the mott dens? There's a mott den up on the ridge right there that's probably big enough for a fox. And there's a couple... There's a couple dens in the ravine that would be big enough. That Foxy, he could be around here. And there's an obnoxious bird. Uh-oh, speaking of obnoxious, one of the dens that the mock could be in is up here on the ridge. But yeah, can't even see it. Last time I saw a mott up there was, I think, last year in the late summer. Weren't we walking through here? I think so. He is not up there today, though. So we'll just keep going. Howdy, folks.
Hi.
Hello. I'm trying to think. There's another den that's close to, he could potentially be in Lumberjack's den, but I don't know, we would see signs elsewhere. Huh. I don't know, I gotta find that stupid fox, though. He's taunting me. He's been messing with my head. Every time I come here, he's got little fresh presents dropped all over the ground for me to find. And I keep seeing him at night when I'm driving by Heron Haven. He, you know, says, oh, here comes that guy. And then he jumps out and runs across the street in front of me, teasing me. Oh, I will never find my dude. I went to get a picture of a fox. What's this up here? Oh, it's a robin doing that weird thing that they do. The heat thing. Where they squat down and spread out their wings. It's so funny. All right. Man, I can't believe how hot I am right now. Considering what time it is, it's like 9 o'clock in the morning and it's already well over 80 degrees. It's like 84. Ugh. It's cooking me down. And we never find any dudes in the heat. I'm gonna head back out now. And I wanna check the bocage. And I wanna check the shed. The group of people has moved in. You probably heard me pass them. So while they're moving in, I'm moving out. And I am going to find me some dudes, hopefully. Maybe my Mati's under the shed. Oh, Mati's, I want to go to Colorado and photograph some mutts. That would be fun. I could go to the mountains. Oh, speaking of going places, do I need to go to the store? Do I want to go to the store on such a blazing hot day? No. All right, up here on the bocage. Oh yeah, cool. The slime mold is going great guns on this one log. Oh, it's so awesome. And what do we got going on over here on these logs? Are there some bugs flying around this hole? Is there a Mati in there? Hello, Matis. What's going on down here? Oh, well, I can see that white jelly on that one log, but it's starting to dry up and weasel out. So I'm going to turn around. I just realized I'm getting a little bit hotter than I need to be. Yowza, so I think we're going to get out of here. I can't be out here. Whoo, daddy. So we're going to sneak up really quietly on the shed here. See if we can't spot some mutts. Any mutties under the shed? Well, I don't see any. I also don't see any bugs flying around the holes. Where's my mutties? Oh, who knows? Alright, so, being as it's 85 million degrees, I think it's time for me to get out of here. I did park in the shade. The one shady area that's possible to park in. I did park there. But I do have to walk across the limestone aggregate parking lot. I got to put on my sunglasses just to walk across the parking lot because of the glare off all the white stones. And it's hot and I'm starting to sting. I'm approaching my car. We got to get out of here. We will continue this conversation at my house. And we'll be there in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. I mean 0. We're back in the studio. What the hell is wrong with my voice? Check 1. Okay, that's a little bit better. We're back in the studio, and I'm sitting here in front of my computer just checking some stuff. But I just remembered something I thought of last night. I was sitting around watching TV in the middle of the night. And as you may remember, I have all these flashlights, all these cheap, free flashlights that I have acquired, many of them. I'm never going to use them. I'm never going to give them away. What to do with these things? Well, I had the bizarre idea last night that I would, this is where it gets weird. I would tie fishing line to them and then hang them from weird places. And how did I get this idea? Well, two things. If you've ever listened to me do nocturnal bun patrol or walk around at night, then you know we often run into the chandelier house, the people who have the solar chandelier hanging from their tree. That coupled with one of these flashlights that I keep on my kitchen counter, it's shorted out somehow, so it's always on, and it's been on for days, weeks, potentially even a month or two, and I thought, boy, if they last this long, So I'm thinking what I'm going to do is take some of these flashlights and then tie a piece of string to them or fishing line and then hang them from weird places like off bridges and then make little reflectors out of foil for them and maybe color the lenses and do all this weird stuff. I haven't really firmed up the idea completely, but that's the direction I'm going.
Does that make any sense at all? Oh wait, this page just came up. I'm checking my terrain building website, looking for any suspicious accounts, and there are 2. Haha. But they haven't done anything yet. They haven't posted any spam yet, so I can't purge them yet. I'm the moderator. I can kill the spam. Okay, so I'll just check that a little bit later today, and we'll go from there. Anyway, about these flashlights. So these flashlights are small. They run off of 3 batteries, that AAA batteries that come with the flashlight. And they're round, they are cylindrical, and they're about, maybe 7 or 8 centimeters long, call it about 3 inches long. And they have a little hole in the back through which a small split ring is threaded to attach a what is ostensibly a wrist strap. But this wrist strap itself is only maybe 4 centimeters long, and that's when it's laying flat. So your wrist has to be about 2 centimeters in diameter to fit inside this wrist strap. So I've taken a couple of these wrist straps off some of these flashlights and I've attached them to other things, most notably little jump drives. I don't know why, just because I can. And these flashlights then have just a hole that's not used. So I'm thinking, okay, so I can thread some monofilament through there. And so these will hang sort of pointing straight down. A little bit off, but it doesn't really matter. So I figure around the end that emits light, I think I'll wrap some aluminum foil to create a reflector so that the light comes out at about a 90 degree angle or thereabouts. So that when these hang, the light, instead of shining down towards the ground, it shines parallel to the ground. Then I was also thinking, well, I could change the color of these lights if I was so inclined. I do have a lot of gels, lighting gels for, you know, rock and roll purposes. And I could use those, or I could just mix some food coloring with some future. I mean, pledge with future shine, my favorite floor wax that I use for everything other than actually waxing any floors. And I could do that to change the color of the lights. Maybe I'll have to do some of this tonight. So then I was thinking, can then hang these from strange places. You know, ostensibly I could put some up into trees somehow, but I haven't really figured out how to do that without having to climb a tree in the middle of the night, which seems vaguely dangerous. But I was thinking there are like some overpasses and stuff where I could tie one end of the string or monofilament to the bottom of the fence and then let the flashlight hang over, and nobody would ever see the string, and it's so low. And if, what am I trying to say here? If the string's not too long, then, you know, nobody can jump up and grab the flashlight and, you know, remove it. So even if anybody saw this, which they would at night, it would be hard to find and remove. And so, does this qualify as being some kind of vandalism? Is this vandalism with light? And you've heard me complain about light pollution before, but I'm not proposing we shine these tiny little flashlights up into the sky. I'm just trying to make little ghost lights. I've also thought about putting some kind of vein on them and, you know, attaching the string to some kind of, what's the word I'm looking for, a swivel. And that way, when the wind blows, because of the vein in the swivel, the flashlight would just spin around. And this in itself isn't that interesting, but if I've got a reflector on this thing, then the spinning would cause the light to look like it was blinking. You know, if you're some distance away from it at night in the dark and you see a light, you can't tell if it's spinning or if it's blinking on and off. So we could get some kind of weird special effects going here. Or at least it would appear to be that way. And I don't have to spend any money because I've got all the stuff I need. I've got some aluminum foil, I've got some tape, monofilament, and I've got the ways to color the lights. I don't know if I have any swivels. I'm pretty sure I do. If I go up into the soft crafts room and dig through all my boxes of little bits and parts of weird stuff, I know I've got some swivels somewhere. So how badly do I want to dig those out? I could probably find them pretty fast. In fact, I think I might go upstairs and look for them right now, because as I think about it, I think I know right where they are, or at least I know where the plastic box they're in is at. So anyway, maybe I should just say that you have been listening to the Dubious Flashlight Light Vandalism Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow, and maybe we'll come up with some other bizarro ideas. But as for now, I'm gone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
2 hours. This is DJ Kumata. Welcome.